This episode is less than 25 minutes long, and at the end, you are going to have 5 very actionable, practical tips on how to create and accomplish your goals. Plus, I'm going to share a little confession with you about what happened after I achieved my big goal this year. One of the biggest lies that some of us are taught is that who we are, what our potential is, who we can be, is somehow fixed, that it's limited, that we can't change after a certain point, that at some point our fate is fixed, that after a certain age, we can't change or become anybody else. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore, and like you, I'm a mom first, a mom of 5 to be exact. I'm also a lawyer turned life coach, and I'm on a mission to help working moms ditch the overwhelm and stress so that they are happier, calmer, and more productive. Let's go from frazzled and barely surviving to fulfilled, joyful, and thriving. If you're a mom who wears a lot of hats and you're looking for support, then you're in the right place.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to Mom First, the podcast that helps you ditch the overwhelm and lead with joy. Whether this is your first time listening or you're a regular, avid listener, I am so glad that you're here. You are so valued and wanted here. Thank you for taking this time, making this space for yourself and for who you want to become. Thank you for putting in the time to set that example for your kids, for those around you. Thank you for making space to move beyond survival and the day-to-day and instead move toward thriving and leading with joy. Today, I want to chat with you about goals and actually accomplishing them. This episode is inspired by some recent success that I have had personally. So at the start of this year, I started a podcast with the goal to create an episode each week and to hit a certain number of downloads by the end of the year. That's how Mom First found its way into this world. And guess what? So far, I have shown up every single week this year, sometimes more than once a week, and I have hit my download goal 3 months early. This is such a big deal. I can't even tell you how thrilled I am about this. I'm so, so proud of myself. If you are a person who sets and works toward goals, I bet you get how big of a deal this is. It takes so much time and energy and motivation and courage and vulnerability. I know I'm not alone. I know you have goals too. I know you have things you are trying to achieve. I believe that we're here to empower each other. So as I reach my goal, I want to share with you some of the things that helped me get there. Here are 5 tips that I used to help achieve this goal. Number 1, and this is the biggest one for sure, I grew. For me, the goal of succeeding with this podcast has required me to take care of myself and improve my relationship with myself in a way that nothing else ever has. In terms of the amount of self-work that this took, it is unprecedented for me. I've done a ton of thought work this year. I've done more mindfulness, more meditation, more journaling than I have ever done, ever before. I've worked with coaches, I've sought advice, I've asked for help, I've received that help, and I've even joined courses and communities to help keep me on track toward this goal. One of the really smart things that I did was take a course in mental fitness right at the start of this year. This course helped me to identify and overcome many of my most notorious negative thought patterns. Things I didn't even realize I was carrying with me on a day-to-day basis, they were just so ingrained in my own life. We all have these different thought patterns running through our heads, running our lives in a lot of ways, and they prevent us from accessing our internal wisdom and showing up as the truest,
most authentic, most inspired, best versions of ourselves. They stop us from taking the steps that we need to take to reach our goals. They stop us because they're trying to keep us safe, but what they really do is making sure that we have a life that is small and contained and doesn't necessarily branch out or reach those goals that we may want to achieve. The course that I took on mental fitness was an incredible help for me, and it helped me so much that I am actually offering this course myself to the listeners of this podcast. If you're interested in learning how to identify the negative thought patterns that are holding you back and you want to learn how to overcome them, then truly this course will completely help you. You can learn more about the course, including how to enroll, by heading over to my website, www.momfirstcoaching.com/mental fitness. So again, that's www.momfirstcoaching.com/mental fitness. Learning how I could build my mental fitness and take on and overcome my negative thoughts and beliefs was seriously the secret weapon for me this year. This year for me has been the happiest, the most joyful, the calmest, the most relaxing, the most fulfilling, the most productive, and the most creative year for me. It has been a really great year. And that is not to say that there have not been some challenges. There have been a lot of hard things that have come my way this year. A lot of curveballs have happened. And nonetheless, because I learned this new tool for growing my self, growing my mental fitness, building on all of that, increasing my resiliency, it has worked for me, and I bet it will work for you too. In fact, I am so certain that this is going to work for anybody that I offer a money-back guarantee for anyone who takes the course, does the work, and finds out, you know what, this just didn't help me. Give you your money back, no questions asked. So you literally have nothing to lose. Come on over to www.momfirstcoaching.com/mental fitness. Get on the list and let's get to work. All right, so enhancing my mental fitness was one of the hugest things I did that helped me achieve my goals and achieve them early and ahead of schedule too. And here's the kicker. I had a ton of fun on the way. The second tip that helped me to achieve my goal this year was to start with a big vision of what I want to create and then break it down into smaller mini goals. I have a huge vision, a big, scary vision for what I'm going to try to create in my life, for my family, and here in my community. This podcast is just one small part of that big picture. It's a goal within a bigger vision. So I've been developing and nurturing that big vision, and then I take the goals relating to it, like this podcast, and I break it down into smaller, focused goals, goals that I can meet in a month, in a week, in a day. And then every week, I set aside time to plan how I'm going to take action toward all of those small goals. Week by week, day by day, I take action. I carve out that space on my calendar. I make it a priority to do these things. And guess what? When I started making this goal a priority, I ended up prioritizing and making space for other important things in my life. My wellness, the time I have with my family, all of those have improved dramatically from prior years too. So what goal do you have? What goal are you working towards? You deserve to have the fulfillment that comes with working toward a goal, and I'm here to support you on that journey. Number three is to envision yourself as somebody who has actually achieved the goal. Think about who you have to become in order to achieve that goal. Think about the person. Spend some time every day thinking about who you would have to be in order to be the person who actually achieves that goal. What do you have to do each day?
What does the morning routine of someone who has achieved that goal look like? What do they do? How do they dress? What do they eat? Who are they as a person? You need to become that person. One of the biggest lies that some of us are taught is that who we are, what our potential is, who we can be, is somehow fixed, that it's limited, that we can't change after a certain point, that at some point our fate is fixed, that after a certain age, we can't change or become anybody else. My friends, that is a bunch of malarkey. Wherever you are, whoever you are now, you can become whoever you want to be. You can. You just have to take the small, focused, incremental steps on a consistent basis, sometimes for years to get there, but you can do it. So to make it simple, let's take the example of a book. Let's say that you have an idea for a really awesome book that you want to write. Maybe it's something that's been on your heart for a while. Maybe in the back of your mind, you've always wanted to be an author and you dream of doing the media tours and doing the book signings and hearing from people of how it has impacted and affected their life and how much they love this book that you've written and how they feel like you are best friends with them because your book has resonated with them so, so much. So maybe as you sit here today, you don't feel like that goal is anywhere within reach. And if that's the case, maybe you can right now imagine what it would be like, for example, to be the person who has written one chapter of their book. And then maybe you can imagine what it would be like to be the person who has completed a full draft of their book. And then maybe you can imagine what it would be like to be the person who has that book out for editing and who is working with an agent to get it published. Maybe every step of the way, you're becoming a different person. Step by step, moving closer and closer to that vision of that person who has sold the best-selling book. That's a big deal. That's how you get there, and you have to envision it. When you envision it, you're going to start to embody it. And as you start to embody it, you're going to do it. And it's going to be so much easier to do it from that kind of a place instead of a place of willpower or of beating yourself up. This isn't really like a fake it till you make it kind of thing. This is really about trying to embody bit by bit that person. So that means when you act, when you take those small, consistent, incremental steps, you need to do so from a place where you are your future self and where you have met that goal or where you have met that smaller goal. So not only do I think about who I will be when I achieve that goal, but I try to be her when I take action towards that goal. This is some magic sauce, y'all. It makes everything easier. I fully get that it is a little bit of a mind trip. But my experience has been that if you can consistently act from that position of your future self, of that person that you're trying to become, you're going to get there so much faster. And I know it's a little trippy, but when I think about it, to me in my brain, it completely makes sense because it's like you are practicing to be that person. And the more that you practice something, the faster and easier it comes to you. The more you practice being that person, the sooner you can become that person. It's like it helps you to shed your current identity and take on a new identity. And that's what we're doing whenever we reach for a new goal. So that brings me to my fourth tip for you today, because where people get hung up on this and when they can't really do this, when they can't move into that space of that new identity, a lot of times I find that it is because they're looking to their past to try to build the confidence or to try to prove to themselves that they can become that future person. And so here is where I really need you to listen to me. You will never achieve something new by looking
to your past. You need to stop looking to the past for evidence or proof that you can be successful with this goal that you have never done before. The older you get, the more past you have. Sometimes the more that you achieve, the harder this can be. I fully get that it is hard to stop looking to the past for proof that you can do something because we are trained and conditioned to look for evidence. But if you're trying to do brand new things, you've never done those before. So there is no evidence to look at. You have to instead look to the future. Instead of looking to the past where you're going to get mired down in self-doubt and lack of confidence, look to the future. Look at who you are going to become and take action from that place. So there you go. 4 tips on how I created and actually accomplished a big goal this year, 3 months ahead of schedule. Now, I know I promised you 5 tips, but before I get to that 5th tip, I have a confession to make. I had found so much joy and purpose in working toward this goal, but when I finally reached the goal, I barely noticed it at all. After all the late nights, after all the early mornings, after all the hustle and running around on the weekends, after all the failures, after all the times I felt embarrassed and ashamed, I barely noticed when I actually achieved the goal. I barely cared. I hadn't checked my downloads for several days, maybe even a week. Even though I knew I was close to meeting my goal, and then one night I happened to check, and boom, I had blown way past my goal. And you know what? At first it hardly registered. Here I had been, all year long, working toward this goal, putting myself out there, and the feeling that I got wasn't one of celebration or excitement. It was kind of a letdown. Has this ever happened to you? You have a goal to go after, you work on it day after day, week after week, month after month, maybe even year after year. You think you're going to feel amazing when you finally achieve it. But then it happens, and it's like, wah, wah. If you've felt like this, like I have, it turns out that we aren't alone. It's a real thing. So when you're working for a goal, our brains release dopamine in anticipation of the reward that we'll get when we achieve the goal. So dopamine is associated with both motivation and happiness. So it's actually pretty incredible how our brain uses that to keep us going after a goal. But when we get close to a goal, it becomes clear that we're going to reach it and the dopamine actually drops off. And when that happens, it's just not quite as satisfying when you actually do get to the finish line. And that's 100% what happened to me. I've known for a few months that unless something went dramatically wrong, I was going to hit my goal this year. And 2 weeks before hitting my goal, I did some math and I realized it was just a matter of days before it happened. So my brain was really primed to hit the goal and it was already moving on to the next thing. This is sometimes referred to as the arrival fallacy. We think actually arriving at our goal or at our destination is going to be what makes us happy, but that's not the case. Truly, the joy is in the journey. Because usually by the time we've arrived at the destination, we've been expecting to reach it. So it's already been incorporated into that general happiness set point that we have. It doesn't mean, though, that we shouldn't pursue goals. Instead, we just need to understand that the goal is just part of the process. It's not the whole point of the journey. It's just a part of it. And that, my friends, brings me to my 5th tip for you. It is so important to find a way to celebrate when we do achieve our goals and to celebrate all the small wins along the way. We need to enjoy the journey and celebrate the wins. Celebrating the wins, even the tiny ones, helps us to have more fun.
It helps us to be present on the journey. And as a bonus, it also helps us to keep going because when we celebrate those small wins, it stimulates that brain to release the dopamine. And the dopamine helps us to keep motivated on the journey. So now that is what I am making a point to do. I am celebrating. I started by taking some time to reflect and build appreciation for all that I have achieved. When I reflect, I realize I have so much to appreciate. I am, number one, so appreciative of you, the listener, for all the times that you have showed up to listen, to encourage me, to write ratings and reviews, to connect on Instagram, to send me some DMs about what resonated or to ask a question. Oh my gosh, I truly just love it so much when you reach out to me with questions or insights about any of the things that I talk about on this podcast. Please keep doing it. I'm so thankful for it. It makes my day every day. And I'm thankful for me too. I am so grateful for everything I did, every step of the way to make this happen. I'm so proud of myself for all that I've overcome, for all the times when it would have been really easy to just forget about this podcast, to not keep going. I am so grateful that I kept pushing all those times when I had no idea what I was doing, because I really am learning as I go with this, and I have had some big mess ups. I have been embarrassed. I have felt stupid. I have felt foolish. I've even felt some shame. And I've been able to push right past that and keep right on going. That is such a win for me. I'm so proud of myself. And I'm really, truly grateful for all the friends and family that I have who have encouraged me, who have told me to keep trying, who have called me or messaged me with tips on how to improve the podcast, for all of the people who have said to me, I think it's really cool what you're doing, for the people who've shared with me that my choice to do this podcast, to put myself out there in some way, has helped them to give themselves the permission and the time and the space and to create the courage to go do that themselves. When I hear about those kinds of things, my heart feels like it's going to just explode with gratitude. So by taking this time to reflect and have gratitude and appreciation, I feel like I finally am feeling the joy that I thought I would when I finally reached the goal. The reflection helps me to realize, hey, I actually really do want to celebrate my accomplishments. And for me, I want to do that with my kids and my husband. So this weekend, we're going to have a fun little family date. Something where we can do something all together that we normally wouldn't do and have some fun. And I hope it sets an example for them about the importance of setting a goal, trying to achieve it, and then celebrating it when you do. As I move forward with more goals, I'm going to bring more intentionality around celebrating myself and the goal and everything around it during the journey itself. Being grateful for who I am becoming and all that I am doing. Being present so that I enjoy all the little wins. You can do this with gratitude and reflection like I did. Some questions you might want to ask yourself about your goal to help get you into that reflective mode could be, what am I enjoying about this journey? Why is this little win actually a really big deal? What did I have to do well in order to achieve this? What strengths did I use? What skills have I gained? What obstacles did I have to overcome? And what have I learned for next time? Another way you can celebrate is by nurturing yourself or doing something fun and relaxing. And then lastly, find somebody to celebrate with you. Have you ever noticed how people are super willing to bond over a shared complaint or around a situation where they're all just venting about it? But
Just imagine if instead of bonding over something negative like that, we bonded over something positive. This isn't bragging or being boastful. It's sharing a win with someone who you are connected with, someone who will be happy for you, someone who will help you celebrate. My friends, you are incredible. You are so worthy and so deserving of love, regardless of whatever goals you are or are not achieving. And when you do achieve something big, something that you've put your whole heart into, then guess what? You deserve someone who is going to celebrate it with you. And realize that when you share that win with someone and they show up to help you celebrate, that is a really good, solid friend. Hang on to that person. We all need people in our corner. And you deserve only good things. Okay, my friends, thank you for checking out this episode. If it resonated with you, please be sure to head over to the Mom First podcast page on Facebook. There, you'll learn more about all the tools shared on this podcast. You'll meet other working moms, and you'll be in the know on my coaching program and the foundation that I'm creating to empower women-owned businesses to absolutely thrive. It's Mom First on Facebook. I cannot wait to see you there.